Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Let me just tell you.
Patrick, first off, I want to say that I'm outside today.
So
you can hear some birds and stuff. You and I are recording remotely right now.
Yeah.
And so you're not over here at the house, but I'm outside and it's let's see. I'm going to check the thermometer here. It's only 86 degrees. That's unseasonably cool for Northern
That's
Virginia.
Right. 86 degrees on the Rock in the Suburbs weather dial.
That's right. So I'm outside. So if you hear any like birds and stuff like that, you know, that's what's going on there.
Hopefully, airplanes. Yeah.
I think everyone's too hungover to do any yard work today. So I think we're good.
Yeah, they won't start up till around 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this show is Rocking the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to do a patron episode today with our friend Kevin Bartlett out there in Illinois. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. How are you?
Good.
Doing well.
And Kevin brought along a special guest of his own.
Yeah, I have with me my daughter, Katie. And Katie and I just got back from a great trip to London. And, you know, one of the things that we're able to do is we're actually able to go to a concert over there. And for me, that was my first international concert, you know,
wow.
Seeing somebody not in the States. And so Katie already has me beat on that. You know, but it was an artist that Katie wanted to see in New York when they were there and wasn't able to and happened to be playing in London. And the artist's name is
Kelsey Carter.
So, okay.
Katie, you want to say a little bit of something about Kelsey Carter?
I don't know. She's just a singer I've been listening to for a while. I really like her music. And I was really excited to be able to go to her concert.
All right. All right. So tell us about Kelsey Carter. What was she like? And what attracted you to go see her show?
Oh, well, okay. So I actually, my friend told me about how on Spotify you can find like cheap tickets to shows with just people that like you listen to on Spotify. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll look that up. And I was like, oh, Kelsey Carter. I've listened to her for a while. I like a lot of her songs and they've really cheap tickets to go see the show. I was like, oh, I'll go see that then. Cause I haven't seen a concert in a long time. So, yeah, and I saw that she was playing in London, so I wanted to go see that. yeah, I don't know. She put on I really enjoyed her. I think she has really good stage presence.
Yeah, it was fun. I will say it was, I didn't really know. I don't know really anything about Kelsey Carter. Really, it was very enjoyable. And then the opening band, Kendo Cregan. Something like that. He was really good. I was really impressed with him. So, but we're not here to talk about that. Katie is, I would say that she's passionate about female empowerment and listening to, you know, musicians who you know, carry that through with their music and with their songs.
Yeah, I was going to ask, to Katie, if you don't mind, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19. Okay, cool. That's a time definitely ripe for music discovery. At least it was for me, right? In my life, that was kind of where I was forming some of these relationships with my records and artists that would be long-term relationships. So what are some of like the foundation or some of your favorite female artists?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like trying to like get into it more. So I've been listening to a lot. The Beaches is a band that actually my dad and I both discovered at the same time.
Oh, cool.
Really like them. The Regrets.
Yeah. Yes.
Supposed to see them in concert a few weeks ago, but unfortunately I had COVID and I'm still bitter about it. Mr. Wives is a female led band. It's not just female though, but the main singer, she writes all the songs. I've been following them for a while. I'm actually seeing them in a few weeks.
Cool.
And didn't you, over COVID, didn't you did something for them? Or
yeah, they had one of the a live stream of like concert. So I was able to watch that.
Yeah. But
oh, nice.
Didn't you like, you designed something.
Oh,
they
had
some
yeah.
sort of contest.
Yeah. They did a fan art contest and, I'm a costume designer. I decided to like make a dress inspired by their album. And I was one of the few that were chosen. They put me on their Instagram and, yeah, it was really cool.
That is very, very cool. Yeah, that's awesome. We had somebody just pick a song of theirs called Show Me You Want Me from their album for April New Music. So every month we have people call in and pick like their favorite songs from the month prior. And so somebody picked The Regrets and I had not heard of them until then, but I really got into them. I think they're really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. They're sort of... power poppy, punky kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
They're really cool.
Yep.
And they were young when they started. They were like just like teenagers, right? When they first started recording, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to say that I introduced her to that and some other female singers. And then she likes to say that, no, I really didn't. So it's a, you know, I want a little bit of credit on some things and I don't need to have credit on everything, but you know, just something. A few.
Okay. I'll give you The Regrets.
Okay.
But I will not give you Lily Allen.
Okay. Got that on record.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to me, Katie, like I think of a band like The Regrets and there are lots of other examples. The Linda Lindas, maybe another one that are inspired by Riot Girl or the early Kill Rockstar stuff. And it seems like there's a whole generation coming around now that was, you know, something that they listened to and they would consider that, you know, back in the old days. Right. But are you inspired by that stuff at all? Do you listen to any of Bikini Kill or any of that Kill Rockstar stuff?
I need to.
Okay.
It's like, it's been on my list. Like, obviously I know Rebel Girl.
Yeah.
But like, it's been on my list to like get into that more, but I haven't yet. Yeah.
I find it really interesting that there's a whole generation like your age that are coming around that's music is inspiring to them because, I mean, when I was you know, probably 21 or 22. That's when that stuff was all happening, maybe a little bit older than that. But to me, it seemed like so shocking and like, wow, this is aggressive and like so punky. And it's, you know, so refreshing and inspiring. And I think it's great that it still holds that appeal for a different generation. You know, I think it shows how important that music was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think also that, you know, for those of a certain generation, you know, you always felt like you had to say, this is a female rock star or this is Southern rock. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, we have to put,
right.
You know, that we have to define the box, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It can't be like, hey, who are the 100 greatest guitarists? Oh, no. Who are the 100 greatest guitarists? And then, oh, who are the 10 greatest female guitarists?
Right.
You know, which is a load of crap.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
You know, and I think like Katie's generation, that's changing and that's for the good. Right. And, I mean, you look at like Waxahachie and Lucy Dacus and, you know, some of those other, you know, they're great musicians. There you shouldn't have to, you know, put female in front of it.
Totally right. And I think, you know, for us growing up, Kevin, it was always like, it was done that way, I think, because one, there was just so much, you know, sexism in the music industry, right? So that women just didn't get a chance. And then that just led into how I think music journalists acted as well, unfortunately. But, so it became sort of a self-perpetuating thing to a large extent. But I think fortunately, a lot of that, maybe not all, but a lot of that's been broken down. And when you look at, you know, what is rock music today, it feels to me like women are kind of carrying the banner for it. I mean, there's so many great young female artists right now in music that it's really encouraging, I think.
Absolutely.
It's unfortunate that it took this long, but this is where we are.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Phoebe Bridgers is another one I would mention too. I mean, I just think, you know, she's tremendous. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
There was another band, Vile.
Oh yeah, Vile. I really like them. They're a small band out of Minnesota. So I was like looking up to see if they're playing any shows, but they're still only playing in Minnesota. Pretty much.
How do you spell that?
V-I-A-L.
Okay, like a vial. Like Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But no, I like, they're more punky. For my friends who don't really like that type of music that much, and at one point in one of their songs, you know, it's a little harder, like they're screaming a little bit, and my friends just look at me and they're like, what is this music? And I'm like, it's good, it's what it is.
See, I wanted to know that because I'm going to steal all these suggestions from you. I'll play them on my radio show and I'll be like, I just found this band Vile. And I won't give you any credit, just to let you know. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. But you've mentioned, so the bands you've mentioned so far, you've also mentioned wanting to see them live and how important it is for you to see them. Talk about that connection between listening to stuff, you know, off your streamings or whatever versus seeing a band in person.
Oh, it's like completely different, I think. Cause I mean, well, in person also, you're surrounded by people that also know and love that band.
Right.
You know, it's not just like you listening to it by yourself. And then like you get to see like their energy as they perform, you know, which you don't really get from just a recording, like from the studio, like seeing it live, like you see like the energy that they put into performing and more like how they feel about, you know, their songs and you know, like you can like see it on their face, like how they're feeling.
Yeah. So it kind of completes the circle of the experience with a band. That's pretty neat. Yeah. That's a really good insight.
And we've been going to live shows for a while.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. What was the first show you guys went to together?
Well, KT Tunstall.
Oh.
Kind of. That, I mean.
Yeah. So
I was in preschool, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, KT Tunstall was playing one of the down in Chicago, down at the Daily Center. They had one of those like pop up concerts.
Oh, you know, yeah.
And she was down there playing like four or five songs. And
oh, cool.
And so my wife and Katie came down. I used to work right near there, and we went, and Katie actually got to meet KT Tunstall, and
wow,
got her autograph.
That's cool.
And stuff. So
yeah,
that was the first experience, and I think that just it took off from there because
interesting.
And I had to tell her, I'm like, you're not going to meet every artist.
That's a dangerous precedent. Yeah,
well,
for the first
my
one.
My second concert was Taylor Swift, so of course I didn't meet Taylor Swift.
Well, but, yeah. Well, it's funny because my youngest daughter, who's now 23, my wife was pregnant with her when we went to see Rufus Wainwright. So sometimes my daughter will say, yeah, my first concert was this, but technically I was at the Rufus Wainwright concert.
Yeah,
but that's pretty good. You like going to shows with your dad, huh? I don't know that I get the same kind of experience in my family with my,
no, me neither.
With my kids. Yeah. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, like, my dad, he goes to so many shows. He loves concerts.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I mean, of course, that would be, like, my first introduction to live, seeing artists live is with my dad. But my mom doesn't go to concerts that much, but my brother also really enjoys it. We're seeing a concert next month, Mr. Wives, who I mentioned.
Cool. Oh, cool.
So I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Now, are you like your dad, a collector? Like, do you want to get vinyl or CD when you're at the show, or do you want to get a T-shirt or something like that?
Not really.
Okay. Depends on whose money she's spending.
Ah, that's a good point.
I mean, true, but not really. And I don't. Okay, like if I get a CD, like. For one, it's come to the point where I don't have anything to listen to it on, you know?
Ah, interesting, yeah.
And vinyl, same. I don't have a record player.
Yeah.
So, and then, like merch, like T-shirts or whatever. I don't really do merch.
Interesting. That's interesting.
We're very different in that regard, because pretty much all my dad wears is concert T-shirts.
Of course. What else is there?
I don't know. I don't. So
I have nothing else in my closet except for band T-shirts.
It's her great inheritance.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Well, and that's cool too that you're just purist about the music and just into the bands and the songs. That's very cool. Yeah. I mean, I know there are people who might be wearing the T-shirt, you know, and may not really know all that much about the band except for a couple songs or something like that. So that's cool. Yeah. Very cool.
All right, so do you have any shows coming up?
Well, yeah. So,
Mr. Wives.
Mr.
Wives.
Yep. Mr. Wives. Little things just like mama made you. No one needs to save you. Wildflower in the spring. Oh, they can't contain you. Through the cracks you break through. I deserve congratulations. Super blue. with they're co-headlining with another band, Lawrence. So okay. I'm excited for that. Oh, and also their opener is Winnetka Bowling League.
Oh, nice.
And then a couple weeks from that, I'm going to see the Rex with a friend.
Oh, nice. That's,
it's not a female band, but it's a good band.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, that actually leads me to an interesting question. So just personally, how do you feel? Do you feel different listening to music that's written and presented by a woman as opposed to written by presented by a man?
Yeah, I think, I mean, for one, just the fact that it's written by a woman, like, I can relate to it a bit more, you know. Maybe I haven't gone through like the same experiences that they're talking about, but you know, when it's written by a woman, it's, you know, you can, yeah, you can still relate to it more. But I mean, like male bands, they're good too. I mean, I have nothing against them. Actually, some of my favorite bands are, you know, like entirely male. But like, and yeah, I don't know. It's not like totally a difference, but like female bands, you just feel okay. You just feel a bit more like powerful listening to them, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Unless it's PQ.
Oh, PQ.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different story.
Well, I can see that too, especially since it sounds like you're an artist, a creator as well. You know, you can relate to that thing, you know, right? When they're presenting their art or their creation to you. I can definitely understand that for sure. Mm-hmm. Do you watch Project Runway all the time like my youngest daughter does? Like, all she ever does is watch Project Runway. So, yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, she's a costume designer.
Of yeah, there you would. Go. Yes. You got to. Yeah.
Exactly. It's research.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
So, let me go back to the live experience. Do you prefer going to little places where you can be up close, or do you have any preference about going to like big giant places?
Oh, definitely smaller places.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've, you know, been in arenas and usually have tickets that are like so far up you can't even see them like on the stage. You have to watch from a screen, and that's not, you know, that's just not the same as going to a smaller place and like actually like being right there seeing everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, very cool.
Totally agree. And what took you all to London? It wasn't just to see the show, was it?
No, it was. So when my son graduated high school, I'm like, all right, well, you know, what do you want to do? And he's a huge Arsenal fan. And so, you know, the thing was, all right, well, let's go to London. We'll go watch Arsenal play. And nice. And so we went to, you know, this was 2019, 2020. So we were over there for New Year's Eve, 2020.
Oh, wow.
And just before, you know, everything shut down, right? And we went to 4 soccer games.
Wow.
And, you know, we saw Arsenal, we saw Fulham, we saw West Ham, and we saw Queen's Park.
Sweet.
And
that's cool.
And it was a blast. So when Katie graduated, I'm like, so where do you want to go? She's like, London. I'm like, oh, cool. And she goes, but I want to go to musicals.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, can we go to one soccer game? and she's like, no, you had your vacation.
That's right.
This is my vacation.
That's her trip. What
I want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And we did. No soccer games for us.
Wow. That's amazing.
Good
I don't
you.
Approve of no soccer, but good for you. Yeah.
Good for you.
I think when I graduated, Jim, I got a $50 bill in an envelope from my mom. I think that
was it. So I went to three musicals.
Bus ticket.
Right. Bus ticket to New York City.
That's right.
Good luck, kid.
That's right. See ya. Okay, so yeah, tell us about the musicals. Now, this is interesting. What did you see? Was this all like West End stuff?
Yeah, it was all West End.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's neat.
We saw Bonnie and Clyde. It was the first time ever on West End. It was on Broadway 10 years ago, and it flopped, but it seems to be doing, it seems to be doing well on the West End. So that was really good.
That's cool.
And then we saw Book of Mormon.
I've seen that. Which, yeah, it's great.
Yeah. My dad picked that one out.
Okay.
Nice. Nice.
And then we saw Come From Away is just an amazing show. It tells the story of during 9/11, the planes that were rerouted to Newfoundland and like how that community embraced them.
Interesting.
It was really good. Yeah.
It was incredible. I mean, we saw three very different musicals, like one violent,
sounds like it,
one irreverent comedy, and then one super powerful emotional, you know, story. And I'm not a musical guy by any stretch of the imagination. And I loved all three of them. They were,
oh, wow.
They
cool.
were, you know, and I think, you know, that's being great. There with Katie and experiencing it, you know, experiencing them with Katie was really cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. That's wonderful. So you weren't checking the soccer scores on your phone?
No, during the show. I was not.
All right.
Because the Sunday, it was the final Sunday of the Premier League.
Yeah, right. Championship Sunday.
We were there. Yeah. And so we didn't have any musicals scheduled that day, but we had to keep busy so my mind wouldn't wander.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Important. No, it sounds like you had a wonderful time. That sounds really great.
Well, hey, you know what? I gotta share this. We had like a 12-hour layover in Dublin.
Wow.
So the Guinness tour was sold out, but we went to a pub and she tried Guinness.
Nice.
And yeah.
She's making a face right now. Yeah.
And it's
not good.
Like, never again. Like, first and last taste of Guinness.
Yeah. You're off this podcast, but girl. Get
Kevin,
out.
I hear it tastes different over there. Is that right?
Well, everything's good over there.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, I mean, we stopped at this like fast food place called Supermax for ice cream.
Hmm.
And it was like the best ice cream you've ever had, right?
Wow.
I mean, you know,
Irish cream.
Yeah.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. Nice. Very cool. Yeah.
That sounds great. So, Kevin, real quickly, let's just plug a couple of things. First, going to mention that Suburbs Fest Midwest is coming up August 4, 5, and 6, and we're going to see you there for that.
Yeah.
That's in the Chicago area.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am working on Katie to sing a song.
Oh, nice. I hope so. That'd be great.
You know, so.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be just absolutely a great time.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, a lot of fun. So people go to suburbspod.com and click on the Suburbs Fest banner there, and you get all the details. What's cooking out there in Chicago. We would love to see people out there. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yep.
And then promote your radio show, Kevin.
Yeah. So every Saturday morning, bright and early from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, I have Jammin' with Kevin. And it's, you know, pretty much going through my collection of songs. And sometimes I have themes, and sometimes, you know, something may have happened during the week that may get me going, and I'll play some music, you know, about that. But I threatened both my kids that they're going to join me one Saturday to help, you know, to help program. You know, it's just getting them up that early.
Yeah, that's a bit problem. Early for me.
Yeah.
I have to talk to her agent.
There you go. Yeah.
Nobody in my house, except for me, on the weekends gets up before noon.
That's right.
I'm the only one. Everybody else just snoozing away. So yeah, I know how that goes. Now, anyway, you mentioned that's suburbsradio.com where you hear the radio station. So you can tune in anytime of day or night. and you'll hear some music there. And check out Jamming with Kevin Saturday mornings.
So good stuff.
All right.
Absolutely.
Anything else on that you guys want to talk about before we head out?
No, I just think, you know, like the bands that she mentioned, just so people, you know, kind of like Vile, they have a song called Rough.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would check that out, right? That's okay. Pretty good. And then this group is certainly familiar with the Beaches, this people who listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Well, Blow Up was the first song we heard by them.
Yeah.
So that, yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any other, like, what from Kelsey Carter should people listen to?
Her one song, Catch Me If You Can. It's really good, but also at her concert when she was telling like the inspiration behind the song, it was like an ex-boyfriend that said that, like, angry at her or whatever, said she was like a criminal or something. So she wrote a song about like running from the law. So I thought that was really funny. Mr. Wives, they just released two new songs, Where Do We Go From Here and Easy. They also just got re-signed to a new label. So hopefully some good new songs from them soon. Very excited. yeah.
Great. Very cool. And what are your plans? Are you off taking a gap year and just following bands around the country, or what are you going to be doing?
No, I'm in college right now. I just finished my freshman year of college.
Oh, fantastic.
I go to Fordham in New York City.
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I want to go back.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, I'm a theater major, costume design.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Well, that's a place to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you're going back. I wasn't invited back after my first year of college, unfortunately. The university declined to invite me back. So
they didn't pick up your option.
No.
Patrick, I think you and I share similar life experiences. I made it to a few different universities. So.
Yep. Same here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So good.
Definitely.
The Kevin and Patrick tour. Tour right. of college campuses.
I like to say that I started off college with a 4.0.
There you go. Me too. Yeah. First day. It was great.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kevin and Katie. This has been a delight.
Yeah, it's wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And if anyone would like to comment on any of this, you can call, leave a message, 612-440-1984. There you go. And we'll play that message on an upcoming episode. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com or leave a comment on our Facebook or Twitter or Instagram @suburbspod. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Kevin Bartlett.
And Katie Bartlett.
All right. We'll talk to you all later. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Adopt me, Kevin, please.